Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Important to us. Please continue to remain on the line and the next available representative will be with you shortly.
We realize that your time is valuable. If you would like us to call you back without losing your place in line, please press 3.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. How's your night going?
Just been confusing with some of the duplicates and other things happened to sludge through.
Right. Just the notes. Yeah. I know everything's getting a little backed up, but I appreciate you staying late and working some more on it. But me and Kristen just wanted to talk to you real quick about the other night. It looks like that was Christmas Day. So looks like one of the leads had asked you to get on calls that night at some point.
I got asked multiple times and I had, and I know exactly what this is about. And the reason why they said that I had attitude is because I called them out on the fact that they let an hour call slip and they thought that that was acceptable for an hour call time. Because that instant where they said that I might have gotten attitude or not gotten on it back like they were asking me at the time, that happened right after I called them out on the fact that they thought an hour call time was acceptable for any campaign.
Right. Yeah, and that, you know, I did review that call and it was quite long. But either way, it was brought to... brought to our attention, and it definitely, looking at it, it definitely does look like, it was, where you, it was kind of seeming like you were being a little combative or insubordinate, and so that's just what we want to try to avoid.
I even made a point of, because I said, well, I'm not trying to argue, I said, neither am I, I'm just trying to lay out the facts so that you know, because... Also, as a result, some of the calls that I did get were calls because they didn't get a response from an email, which were later down the dock, because they had been waiting for 4 days. And I was just trying to at least let her know at that time that, because most of the calls that were coming in were basically repeats of things that were already docked, where they were waiting for it, and they weren't getting assistance because nobody was on the dock. But I did get right back onto calls when they told me to, and I kept taking calls for the rest of that night. And they told me to get into all skills, and I got back into all skills. However, because Joey had my priority set where Elias was higher priority, it didn't look like I was taking the other calls, even though I was logged into other skills. I did get a few other calls, but because Elias kept having more calls come in, my priorities were set by somebody above them to where those calls took precedent when they came in because of how the priorities have been set for my calls.
Right, yeah, and so as far as, if somebody had changed your priorities, I'm not...
No, nobody had changed my priorities. That's what I'm saying. Joey had them set where Elias was priority one. Then I think TH Quality might have been up there at high priority. But the other campaigns that might have had calls in them, those were set at lower priority. So even being in all skills, it wasn't going to kick me to them because they didn't change my priorities. because they weren't managing or monitoring things like they were supposed to, which is another reason why I think that they brought it up as me getting attitude, because I called them out for the fact that the key was getting so blown out of proportion because they weren't doing what they were supposed to. And I basically called them out point blank going, why do you think? Actually, it was, I'll actually pull it up right now. It was when, why does a rep have almost an hour long call? Her response was, sometimes that happens. And my response to her was, not for an hour. It shouldn't go past 30 minutes. Should have been ended, transferred to a suit, because clearly they're not handling it right, because they didn't know where to even start with this one, because I didn't have time to go back and listen to it, because the issues that I saw off of the notes alone raised serious concerns, because it was conflicting, and not only the doc, but also what they noted and did on the account made me think that what they were doing wasn't handling it right. And on top of the hour call time, and I told her that call shouldn't go past 30 minutes, and she was going, well, it sometimes happens. And the fact that she was going, it sometimes happens, and I wasn't going to let her go, oh, that's perfectly fine and acceptable. It's not. And because I called her out on it, that's why she got the attitude later of, oh, well, I'll show him. I'll have him on calls the entire time, and he won't do that. So honestly, I think with it coming from Aya, that was retaliation for me calling her out for her poor time management during Christmas, because that's why the queue got so blown out of proportion, because a rep was on a call for an hour.
All right. And I mean, I couldn't say that it, you know, that it's any kind of retaliation. I mean, I wouldn't think so. I don't know how the calls were that night, but I do know that if it was busy enough, or if we were shorthanded enough and there were, you know, calls in there that had to be taken, you know, then they would ask admin to get on calls.
Which I did that as way. Soon as I was told to, which it happened multiple times during the day, because I was possibly only on admin's Christmas Day for maybe an hour, two even at most, because I was taking calls the whole time.
Okay. And Jay, I am here too, by the way. This is Kristen. And I know from previous experience, you know, usually when I ask you to hop on calls, you do so. I usually don't have a problem with that. And just like Vince was saying, you know, I wasn't here Christmas, so I don't have any idea what the queue looked like or, you know, anything that went on. But the main thing that I just want to let you know going forward, okay, just if a lead asks you to get on calls, I'm not saying that you didn't, I'm not saying that you don't, but just make sure that you're just getting on calls. The best way to avoid, I guess, any kind of thing is, because I mean, I see what you're saying with the,
which is
with the
why
emails
I
and
sent
stuff.
The email to Joey and Bianca and to Vince after that happened, because I had a feeling that something like this was going to happen that day, because I shouldn't have even made a comment of what makes you think 30 minutes even over or even up to 30 minutes is acceptable. I shouldn't have made that comment to her, because I knew as soon as I did, I basically put crosshairs on the back of me, because I was calling her out for poor management with time management, because that's something that she specifically should have been on top of to avoid. Because Vince, we've both had this conversation before, that length of call time is not acceptable for anybody to be on a call, especially a last, because that clearly shows if you're on the phone for somebody with an hour call time, you don't know what you're talking about. And Vince could probably verify that, because he listened to that call. And from what I saw from the notes and the handling, it clearly wasn't done right, and it should have been transferred to a supervisor or somebody else before it even got anywhere near that amount of time. But because I called her out on it, she was going, oh, you're going to pick a fight with me by saying that I'm not doing my job. Well, I'll fix your little vessel, and you'll do this when I tell you, and if not, I've got grounds to get you in trouble. Which, that's exactly what I feel, that that's exactly what it was. And also, when she told me to get into all of my skills, I immediately did. And that was after she told me to get back on calls. And I was just trying to point out some small issues that were happening with the doc. She didn't care, and I let it go. And she said, I'm not trying to argue, and I messaged, neither am I. I'm just trying to lay out the facts for you so that you can be better informed of what's going on. And I went back to taking calls.
And what I was going to say is, you know, I understand that, you know, the customers are calling in and asking questions about emails and stuff, but I mean, it goes for this entire call center. I mean, even with leads having to get on calls in the queue are always priority, always. And I'm not saying that, you know, that lessens the importance of the emails and the admin work that has to be done, but if there are calls in the queue and, you know, we need the coverage, you know, that's, you know, when we do have to ask you to get on calls. Because, I mean, I get it, and I know, especially like when Vince was out and whatnot, you know, sometimes it can get backed up. I mean, holidays and everything else, so I do understand, but, I mean, even though the leads, you know, they have stuff that they have to do, you know, they have weekly reports and stuff that they have to turn in, but if there's calls in the queue, they have to help too.
And but, I've gotten back on those calls every time. And next time, if something like that happens, I'll just make a point of biting my tongue and only passing it along with those concerns to the appropriate people. Because
right.
I have a feeling that because I said that to her, I'm being very serious. I knew it as soon as I said that and sent that message, which is the only reason I didn't delete it, was because after I sent it and she read, I go, crap. Now I'm going to be having a bullseye on my back. I literally thought that, which is why I turned around and sent that email to the people that I did, because I had a feeling like that was going to happen, but I shouldn't have even sent that to her to begin with. But I didn't delete it because it needed to stay there as evidence that what I had sent was sent, and even though it shouldn't have been, it still was.
Yeah, because you can't, I mean, I understand where you are coming from, but at the same time, you can't approach a lead like that. So next time, if there's something like that, you would just want to, you know, forward it to Joey and Dianca and let them handle it, because it does come across wrong. Okay.
No, I realized that as soon as I had sent it, but it was also a valid point for the fact that she didn't think anything was wrong with an hour call time. Or even 30 minutes. What campaign can we get away with 30 minutes being an acceptable call length? I'm seriously asking. As a supervisor, even on escalation calls, because I've gotten messaged many times before when I was still in-house and even when I was a new rep being at home, where I would get messaged, why are you on a call for over 20 minutes? And the fact that that possibly wasn't done makes me wonder why, because that's a legitimate question to ask.
Yeah, and I mean, throughout that call, you know, the customer did, you know, ask quite a few questions, you know, as far as just constantly just asking question after question after question. And then at some point, from what I understand during that call, you know, the agent did reach out to, you know, one of the leads that was here as far as getting help, you know, finish walking her through the call. So that could have added to the lengthy.
Both leads that were working were assisting her with that call.
And it may be possible. I'm not sure who was assisting her and who wasn't. I wasn't here. So I don't know who, you know, which lead was assisting, which ones weren't or anything like that. But you know, from time to time, it can happen. It shouldn't, you know, and that's already been handled, so it shouldn't be happening moving forward. But, you know, it can happen from time to time. It doesn't and shouldn't happen, but, you know.
which I understand, but it was just the tone from her of, well, that's commonplace, or that's not something that is odd, which just blew my mind for the simple fact that I can't remember how many times I've heard Rick get mad at Joey about call times being that long, or Joey get mad at us for call times being that long, where I didn't think that had changed to where that was acceptable at any length, just because that's a solid hour that you're billing a client for being on the phone with a customer. Not only that, but backing up the queues with other calls you could be assisting with and just causing all sorts of problems. Just because that long of a call tends to get you in trouble. Even if you're handling things correctly, you can be on the call so long that you actually backtrack over what you had said and tell them something completely different and flip, just because you forgot what you said to them at the beginning of the hour.
Right, right.
But I do get what you're saying about making a point of jumping on the calls, which I try to do as soon as I see the message in 5-9 or in Teams. As soon as I get it, I finish what I'm on and jump right onto calls, just so that I don't leave something partially done and then forget when I finally am able to get back to it.
Right, right. And that's, I mean, that's all we're really, really trying to avoid. You know, you're not necessarily in trouble or anything like that. There's no, you know, there's no documentation or anything like that. You know, just wanted to talk to you, you know, as far as, you know, avoiding, you know, having the appearance of insubordination or anything like that. Because, you know, especially since, you know, admin agents are, you know, held to a higher standard than even, you know, escalation agents, simply because, you know, they have not only so much more freedom, so to speak, but also, you know, a lot more responsibility, you know, as far as, you know, handling other issues, you know, in addition to calls when y'all are on them. So it's definitely a lot more responsibility. You know, so we want to avoid, well, again, you know, avoid, you know, the appearance of being insubordinate or combative or anything like that.
Which I understand, and that was not my intention at all to be that way during that day, because that's why I made the point of when she goes, well, I'm not trying to argue. I go, neither am I. That's why I made a point of putting that, because I wasn't. If I was, I wouldn't have put that down, neither am I, because that wouldn't have been true.
Right. All right, well, definitely, yeah, and again, you know, I definitely appreciate all, you know, your work as far as, you know, on the dock and everything else, you know, because I do, you know, come behind and check on things throughout the day, and, you know, I can honestly say I'm definitely impressed with, you know, your, all the work that you've put in on this campaign, and, you know, I'm really hoping it doesn't end, because, you know, it's definitely a good little campaign, and you do a great job on it, and I really appreciate all your hard work.
I do appreciate that, and yeah, the client's been making a killing off of this campaign.
Yeah. I'm sure they have.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not even funny. On 1 month, or actually on 1 week, there were over 250,000 in profits. That's after they got deductions from the credit lines. That's just off of 1 week. That was the week before last, when they were doing over 1,000 almost an hour at one point in new camp,
wow.
Or new signups.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. But all right. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and let you get back to doing the admin, and I'm just gonna shoot you a quick email here in a minute, just kind of recapping just what we talked about.
All right.
But yeah, that's all. We'll just leave it there and move forward. Okay.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Well, I'll talk to you later. Have a good night.
All right.
Bye, Jay.
Bye.